The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Oh, boy.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And the Dooch has slid out to the parking lot. What's he doing out there, dude?
He's having sex with Amy in the parking lot. You want me to go get him?
Yeah, would you grab him?
All right, I'll go get him.
Please, for God's sakes. Doing a radio show in here. All right, folks, the star of the Adam Carolla Show and The Hammer, the new movie out, Adam Carolla. Nice to see you, man.
Oh, Tim, this is an honor.
Look at you, dude. Hey, so this movie it keeps going and going and going.
Well, you know, it's good, and more people keep finding it. So
right.
That's the beauty of it. And I, once again, am going out to the block in Orange County on Saturday night and Manhattan Village on Saturday night and doing a little meet and greet. You know, we sold out the Orange County appearance.
Is that right?
Last week. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're pretty close to sold out in Manhattan Beach, too. So I will be there. Saturday night, I'll be at Manhattan Beach between the 7:50 and 10:25 showing, and then it's off to the OC at the AMC 30 block, and I'll do a little Q&A there, too.
After that show, after the 10:05 show.
That's right.
Fantastic. Hey, so you're not married and you don't have a wife or your kids anymore, right?
You know, it's really such a passion project for me that,
right.
You know, I don't get paid. I've just been going out every single weekend, and, you know, I don't live anywhere near Orange County, so I've been driving home every Saturday night at 12:30 from Orange County.
Right.
And the people keep coming, so if they keep coming, I'm going to keep going out.
Fantastic. Hey, I heard you talking the other day about the a passion of mine, the California lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I love that lottery, man. I don't really seem to win as often as they tell me I should.
Well, I'll tell you who really benefits, the kids, because as you know, growing up in Los Angeles before the lottery, the L.A. Unified School District was unusable in the 60s and the 70s and then into the early 80s.
Right.
Now, since the lottery, it's become a utopia of learning. I mean, you have a kid, right, Timmy?
Oh, absolutely.
I
can't wait to get her into LAUSD where the water fountains have 7 times the lead that the government recommends.
Listen, forget about what's passing through the water fountains. Of course, all the water I drank when I was over at Walter Reed Junior High and North Hollywood High tasted
right.
like spearmint because of that gum mashed into. Do kids do that anymore,
right.
or do they just shank each other?
And it was always like lukewarm. The water was the same temperature as the air, whatever day it was.
I know, it was awesome. It was like they literally would heat the water so that you would be that much more miserable. And there was like that trough that had the 3 drinking fountains, except
right.
for 2 of them had gum mashed into it. So only the 1 worked, and the other 2 just squirted you in the neck.
Right. And they're designed, if you go to elementary school, they're designed for first graders through 6th graders. So if you're in 6th grade, you actually break your back trying to get a sip of water.
Right. It's really, you could more easily get a slug from your dog's bowl. You really had to get down on all 4s and use your tongue. It was always great during football practice, too, during two-a-days out in September in North Hollywood when there was 51 guys
right.
all piled up at the same drinking fountain that was a foot off the ground that had been vandalized by the guys chewing gum.
Right.
And the coach is yelling, just a rinse, you'll cramp up. Hey, don't worry. There's no way any water can be removed from this fountain.
Oh, so, yeah, the water fountains were unbelievable. And you're right. The California State Lottery has not done much for the schools. But you know what they don't show you in this California State Lottery commercials? They show you the guy who wins, and then he rents out Dodger Stadium and has a picnic, and his family plays at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
They never show the commercial of the guy living under the 101 Reseda overpass with his nails infected with that scratch-off gray dust.
Well, the other thing that's funny, of course, nobody wins. And let me just say this about the lottery and the idiots that play the lottery and the fact that you and I, as intelligent individuals who follow the NFL closely, cannot legally bet on NFL games, yet any idiot can get in his slippers and house coat, hammer a welfare check, and head over to the 7-Eleven to get in front of me in line. While, and by the way, here's the thing. If you have made it into your 60s and you're wearing slippers to the 7-Eleven and you're unemployable, you don't have lucky numbers. I have news for you. I know this guy's got a strategy. He's got some sort of algorithm worked out in his head. But I saw the Chevette you pulled up in with the primer on it. You don't have a lucky number. It would have reared its head by now.
Yeah, it's like these guys who live in apartments that are about like 6 or 7 feet away from the train track. And every time the train comes by, their whole house shakes. That's a series of bad decisions that got you in that apartment.
Right. You're dragging an oxygen tank behind you, and you're wearing a bathrobe, and it's noon on Tuesday. There are no more lucky numbers for you. That would have reared its head many years ago.
Right, yeah.
You'd be wearing spats and an ascot right now.
Yeah. Luck is run dry, gang.
I think it's safe to say you'll pass through this lifetime without a whole heap of luck.
Right. And by the way, if you do have an oxygen tank and you're in a robe and slippers, you know, at 7 a.m. buying these tickets, what if you do win $50 million? How's that going to change your life?
Right.
You still got the tank.
I'm going to have the greatest 4 to 9 months of my life. This is going to be awesome.
Speaking of oxygen, I was with Doug Steckler in Las Vegas a couple years ago. We went to one of those oxygen bars. And they let you keep the little things you put in your nose and strap around your head because nobody else wants to use them.
Sure.
Well, Steckler was so bombed that he forgot he had his on. So we go to play blackjack, and this lady taps him on the shoulder and says, "Excuse me, sir, you've lost your tank."
Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please. That's a great way to get chicks in Vegas.
There are too many things in life now that you can't throw away, but you have no use for.
Right.
All the tote bags and mugs and all the little, you know, sort of portable little radio Walkman things and stuff like you couldn't throw away that oxygen.
Right.
That oxygen thing, on the other hand, what are you going to do with it?
Right, yeah. It's just to prevent you from ever getting laid again. So, yeah, look at that guy. He looks like he's in his 50s, and he got that oxygen going. All right, so you're going to be out at Manhattan Village 6. That's 3200 Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. And that's tomorrow night. Q&A after the 7:50 show, and introducing the 10:25 show.
Yeah, I basically just land in between the two shows. So
right.
If you just saw it or you're going to go see it, you can hang out with me for a while.
Excellent.
Take some pictures. I'll answer some questions. And then it's off to the block in O.C.
Yeah, and that's the block at the block AMC 30, 20 City Boulevard. And that's a Q&A after the 10:05 p.m. showing.
It is literally the Pentagon of cineplexes. It is 30 theaters.
Wow. Jesus
Christ. It's like, 70 square miles of theaters. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember, you grew up in the valley, the movies of Tarzana. It was like three theaters, and we thought, wow, three theaters in one building. That's unbelievable. It's usually, when we were growing up, it was one. It was the Lorena Theater.
Right.
Or Van Nuys, one or two, but 30.
Yeah, on Ventura Boulevard there, or the El Portal.
Yeah.
I remember when the UA in North Hollywood opened and there were six theaters. And I was like, are there ever even six movies out at once?
Right.
Let's see. You got Towering Inferno, Earthquake, Poseidon Adventure. I think I've solved the riddle. Airport 75 and 76. There you go.
That was a good time.
Yes, and on any Sunday. There you go.
Exactly.
All right, there's the six movies, and they would just stay there for 3 years.
I know. And it was great. When a movie did come out back when you and I were growing up, it would be out for like 7 months. You could go to that theater for seven straight months to see it.
It's there for
20 minutes.
It'd be like you would pass the theater in the seventh grade and you'd see Papillon starring Steve McQueen, and then you would be graduating high school and pass by the El Portal. It would still be up there on the marquee.
Exactly.
The Guild. That's another good one over in North Hollywood.
Right. All right. Also, don't forget tomorrow night, Manhattan Village 6, Q&A after the 7:50 p.m. showing and introducing the 10:25 p.m. showing. And then off to the block, AMC 30, 20 City Boulevard West.
Yeah.
That sounds like a new city when the address is 20 City Boulevard West.
It's literally the street you turn on is literally like called like Shopotainment Avenue or something. It's what Orwell was thinking
exactly.
of when he was talking about the apocalyptic consumer-driven future.
All right, it's after the 10:05 p.m. showing. Hey, Adam, thanks for checking in, man.
Hey,
you're
Timmy,
the best,
always,
dude.
Always a pleasure, and give my love to the dude.
Yeah, I got to get him out of the parking lot. He's banging his chick in the parking lot. Very professional. All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Timmy.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Adam Carolla. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Hey, let's get Bonaducci back in here. Where is the guy? Is he still in the parking lot?
He's out there. He's really getting it on.
All right. We'll try to drag him in. We're going to be talking to John Ireland when we come back and give you a Lakers update. He's traveling with the Lakers, and we'll tell you exactly where you can watch them tomorrow on KCAL. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Danny Bonaducci is sort of with us. He's in the parking lot. He'll be back, though. He's a big stud. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.